remember.
It's the same people every time.
Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of bids meeting to order. First order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the state of Louisiana from the Advocate Official Journal for the state of Louisiana and from the respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 43695 through 43752 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. There were no letters of protest for today's sale, and no tracts will be recommended to be withdrawn. And we will proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We did not receive any bids on tracts 43695 through 43704. We did receive one bid on tract 43705. The bid is for a portion containing 349.97 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy 1 LP. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $149,437.19. Or a per acre value of $427. Annual rentals are $74,718.60. Royalties are 24%. We did not receive any bids on tract 43706, 707, or 708. We did receive one bid on tract 43709, advertised as 180 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Frank Davis Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $20,250. Or a per acre value of $75. Annual rentals are $6,750. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43710, advertised as 25 acres, and the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Southern Oil and Gas Company, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,250. Or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $3,125. Royalties are 25%. not receive any bids on tracks 43711 through 43715. We did receive one bid on track 43716, advertised as 1,943.87 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 11.73 acres. 11.73 acres. The bidder is Tri-C Resources, LLC. Tri-C Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $23,460. $23,460. Or a per acre value of $2,000. Annual rentals are $11,730. $11,730. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43717, 718, 719, or 720. We did receive one bid on track 43721, advertised as 1,937 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 52 acres. 52 acres. The bidder is Tri-C Resources, LLC. Tri-C Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $15,600. $15,600, or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $7,800. $7,800. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43722, but we did receive one bid on track 43723, advertised as 305 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 292 acres. 292 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $109,792. $109,792, or a per acre value of $376. Annual rentals are $54,896. $54,896. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43724. We did receive one bid on track 43725, advertised as 460 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 21 acres. 21 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $67,515. $67,515. Or a per acre value of $3,215. Annual rentals are $33,757.50. $33,757.50. Royalties are 26%. not receive any bids on tracks 4, 3, 7, 2, 6, 7, 2, 7, 7, 2, 8, or 7, 2, 9. We did receive one bid on track 43730, advertised as 847 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 559 acres. 559 acres. The bidder is Core Energy Group, Inc. Core Energy Group, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $167,700. $167,700, or a per-acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $83,850. $83,850. Royalties are 24%. We received one bid on track 43731, advertised as 821 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 199 acres. 199 acres. The bidder is Core Energy Group, Inc. Core Energy Group, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $59,700. $59,700, or a per-acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $29,850. $29,850. Royalties are 24%. We received one bid on track 43732, advertised as 0.96 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $528.96. $528.96, or a per-acre value of $551. Annual rentals are $264.48. $264.48. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43733, advertised as 0.14 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $77.14. $77.14, or a per-acre value of $551. Annual rentals are $38.57. $38.57. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43734, advertised as 4 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,204. $2,204, or a per-acre value of $551. Annual rentals are $1,102. $1,102. royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43735, advertises 581 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 43 acres. 43 acres. The bidder is Pride Oil and Gas Properties, Inc. Pride Oil and Gas Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $12,943. $12,943. Or a per acre value of $301. Annual rentals are $6,472. $6,472. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43736, advertised as 1,944.42 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 28.29 acres. 28.29 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners LP. Castec Energy Partners LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $9,929.79. $9,929.79, or a per acre value of $351. Annual rentals are $4,964.90. $4,964.90. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 43737. We did receive one bid on track 43738. Advertised as 1,630.16 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 215.56 acres. 215.56 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners LP. Castec Energy Partners LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $75,661.56. $75,661.56, or a per acre value of $351. Annual rentals are $37,830.78. $37,830.78. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43739 through 43740. We did receive one bid on track 43743, advertised as 1,058.88 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 19.69 acres. 19.69 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners LP. Castec Energy Partners LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,911.19. $6,911.19, or a per acre value of $351. Annual rentals are $3,455 and 60 cents. $3,455 and 60 cents. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43744 or 745. We did receive one bid on track 43746, advertised as 114.93 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Castec Energy Partners, L.P. Castec Energy Partners, L.P. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $40,340.43. $40,340.43. Or a per-acre value of $351. Annual rentals are $20,170.22. $20,170.22. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43747 or 43748. We did receive one bid on track 43749, advertised as 56 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Pentera Services, LLC. Pentera Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $12,600. $12,600. Or a per-acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $6,300. $6,300. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43750, advertised as 40 acres, and this bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Pentera Services, LLC. Pentera Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $9,000. $9,000, or a per-acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $4,500. $4,500. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43751, advertised as 80 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Pentera Services, LLC. Pentera Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $18,000. $18,000. Or a per-acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $9,000. $9,000. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid for track 43752, advertised as 40 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Pentera Services, LLC. Pentera Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $9,000. $9,000. Or a per-acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $4,500. $4,500. Royalties are 22.5%. That will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn opening the bids meeting. The committee meeting should begin around 9:30. And also, is there anyone here representing Frank Davis Exploration Incorporated?
Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Morning.
Roll call. Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold.
Here.
Mr. Bruyette. Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Lambert. Mr. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Sanders.
Here.
Mr. Klein.
Here.
We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting. I designate Mr. Talbert and Mr. Bradbury to present the agenda.
Chairman Smith, members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,819 active leases covering nearly 763,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 118 leases covering approximately 34,000 acres. Of the 118, there are three leases discussed in more detail today. Let's begin with State Lease 328-A in the Bay Baptiste Field. Hillcorp Energy is our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on October 9, 2013. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Hillcorp's offer to release all the acreage and a status report of the release to be submitted by December 11, 2013. By letter dated December 12, 2013, Hillcorp reported that upon execution of the release of their interest in the lease, the need for a second party to release their interest existed. On December 5, 2013, Hillcorp forwarded the release document to the other party for their execution. According to their letter, once in receipt of the return executed release, Hillcorp will file with the Terrebonne Courthouse and with the State Mineral Energy Board for approval. Staff recommends accepting Hillcorp's status report. Moving on to State Lease 173, Caddo Pine Island Field, Alpha Petrovision and Gemini Exploration are lessees. The committee last reviewed this lease on May 8, 2013. The board adopted the committee's recommendation that by December 11, 2013, both Alpha Petrovision and Gemini Exploration report on their continued efforts to develop the lease. On November 12, 2013, representatives from Alpha Petrovision and Gemini Exploration met with the staff in an effort to discuss activities affecting State Lease 173. Gemini began the discussion by reiterating information previously reported to the State Mineral Energy Board about their accomplishments in building a new concrete dock facility along the banks of Caddo Lake that will greatly improve their access to their production facilities and their ability to drill additional wells in the lake. Gemini also reported that they will be investing in the use of sectional design barges, flex float that will facilitate safer and more efficient operations on the lake. Gemini reported that they have approximately 12 stripper oil wells completed in the Pettit Formation and are producing a total of 30 barrels per day. During the meeting, Gemini requested that relief from the annual obligation to plug four wells for the year 2013 due to expenditures on their new dock facility and anticipated purchase of the new barges. Gemini stated that they will perform their 2014 obligation. Staff recommends accepting Gemini's staff report and that they be provided relief of their 2013 P&A obligation in lieu of capital investments on the dock facility and the purchase of the flex float barges. Also, Jim and I will be required to provide a status report on their 2014 obligation and any other activity on the lease by December 10, 2014. Following Jim and I's presentation, APV begin their presentation on State Lease 173 to the staff by stating that their horizontal drilling efforts in the Amelia Chalk have been met with several obstacles that require new set of solutions in 2014. APV emphasized that their recent corporate restructuring will allow them to have a restart on development of the lease. A new independent review of geophysical engineering data will be undertaken in 2014, and they hope to drill a new horizontal well in the field by the end of 2014. The staff recommends accepting APV's report and that they be required to dock it within 60 days in assignment from Rockwell Petroleum to Alpha Petrovision. Secondly, provide an update of their plans to drill a new horizontal well by December 10, 2014. Moving on to State Lease 2038, Deep Lake Field. ExxonMobil Corporation is the lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on October 9, 2013. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept ExxonMobil's report and that ExxonMobil be granted until December 11, 2013 to report on the status of a potential buyer. By letter dated December 10, 2013, Hillcorp Energy reported that they had acquired State Lease 2038 from ExxonMobil. Staff recommends accepting Hillcorp's report and that Hillcorp docket within 60 days the lease assignment to be approved by the State Mineral Energy Board. Are there any questions?
I have one question. State Lease 173. Gemini is required to plug four wells a year. Is that
yes, right.
And they could not complete that task because they used that money, the capital money, to buy purchasing equipment.
Yes, and they had invested in building a new dock on the lake that would allow them to move in and out on the lake.
So every year they had at least four?
Yes, sir.
So next year they're going to do eight or just do four?
They're just going to do four.
I just don't see how the two correlate. I mean, part of the agreement is to plug four wells a year.
That's correct. It's all, you know, the board has the discretion. We in lieu of the capital investment in the dock and the barges that they will be purchasing, we've recommended giving them some relief.
Okay. Thank you.
The force majeure agenda, there's no change. So that concludes my portion of the lease review agenda.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Is there any public comments at this time? I need a motion to accept and approve all reports, reviews, and recommendations by the staff.
Move to accept staff's recommendation.
I have a motion from Mr. Segura, a second from Mr. Cordero. All in favor?
Can I make a substitute motion, if that's possible? I'd like to approve all except for State Lease 173. I'd like to discuss that later at next month's meeting.
Second.
All in favor? Any opposed? The motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, a second from Mr. Segura. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Track Evaluation Committee meeting. At this time, we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Bouillette? Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Lambert? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders, Mr. Smith, Mr. Klein. We have a quorum, and I appoint Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the agenda. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 58 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the lands are located for today's lease sale. 40 nominations received by the Office of Mineral Resources for the March 12, 2014 excuse me, lease sale are pending approval by the board for advertising. Historically, 18 nominations were received for the March 13, 2013 mineral lease sale. Of those 40 tracts, 4 are state agency tracts. One tract is nomination number 14-030003 from the St. Charles Parish Government, containing 2.697 acres. The other state agency, the three other state agency tracts are from the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East on behalf of its member district, the Orleans Levee District, being nomination number 14030021, containing 281 acres. Nomination number 14030022, containing 532 acres, and nomination number 14030023, containing 266 acres, all situated in Plaquemine Parish, Louisiana. Historically, the state has records of 6 leases awarded by the State Mineral and Energy Board in the recent past, all in the name of Lake Bourne Basin Levee District, now a member district of SLFPAE. Information regarding these leases have been provided in your packet. These leases date back to August 2002. All are 3-year leases with varying acreage, ranging from 5 to 360 acres. The prices per acre and bonus payments also vary, and royalties range from 21% to 25%. All 6 of these prior leases are within St. Bernard Parish. These leases, after being awarded by the Mineral and Energy Board, were turned back over to SLFPAE members district for management. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the 40 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the March 12, 2014 lease sale.
Thank you. Any public comment on this item? Any questions or comments from the committee?
Yes.
Mr. Sheets?
Mr. Fino, thank you for the report. I know the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority has filed a lawsuit alleging that there has been damage to the coast from oil and gas activities. Can you tell me if any of the leases or the resolution that you have been provided contain provisions to address any of those concerns or allegations that have been raised?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Carman. Mr. Graves couldn't be here today, but if you would give me the opportunity, I'd like to read a statement from him into the record, please. Mr. Chairman, the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East recently filed a lawsuit against nearly 100 energy companies as a result of oil and gas activities in the coastal zone. The lawsuit alleges that some historic energy activities in the coastal zone dating back to the 1930s contribute to coastal land loss as a result of access canals, pipeline canals, and subsidence. The members of the Flood Authority have stated that the energy canals serve as a conduit for saltwater intrusion and storm surge, thereby contributing to coastal land loss. Further, representatives of the Flood Authority have alleged that mineral extraction exacerbates subsidence or sinking in coastal Louisiana as a result of the subsurface void created through the extraction of minerals. Their theory goes that when the minerals are extracted, the land above the mineral reservoir experiences a corresponding sinking, which then is lost to the Gulf of Mexico. Mr. Chairman, I will be the first to acknowledge that some of the historic oil and gas activities dating back to the 1900s are not consistent with today's advances in coastal science or the Department of Natural Resources' 2014 coastal management requirements. I will also acknowledge that some of these historic activities likely played some role in our coastal loss in Louisiana. Excuse me. The Mississippi River system is what built our entire state.
The sediments and runoff from what is now 31 states and two Canadian provinces flow down the river and used to be deposited into the lower river delta, causing the accretion and building of land. In fact, our state used to grow by approximately 3/4 of a square mile annually. This growth or accretion of our state was immediately reversed when the Corps of Engineers built levees on our lower river system, which then channeled the river sediment to the deep waters of the Gulf rather than being deposited in our shallow coastal waters. While Louisiana citizens and our nation have benefited from these levees, they are the fundamental cause of the 1,900 square miles of coastal land loss in our state. While the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East is suing 100 energy companies out of one side of their mouth, they are concurrently asking the Mineral and Energy Board to issue additional leases on their property for oil and gas activity in the coastal zone of our state from the other side of their mouth. At the December meeting of the Flood Authority, their members unanimously approved a motion to request the board issue new leases for oil and gas activities in the coastal zone, an expansion of the exact activities they allege has and is causing coastal land loss in our state and increased vulnerability to our citizens. The same Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East that has suggested that their singular motivation with this lawsuit is to restore the coast, though they have never actually participated in any of our restoration projects, is talking out of the other side of their mouths and asking the State Mineral and Energy Board to issue leases without any special or mitigating conditions that would prevent the very coastal land loss they allege in their lawsuit. Finally, it is important to note that these new leases are not the Flood Authority's first foray into oil and gas leasing. In fact, two of these levee districts that comprise the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East have been participating in oil and gas leasing in the coastal area for several decades. Both the Orleans Levee District and the Lake Bourne Levee Districts have hosted oil and gas activities on their respective properties. Further, to my knowledge, the Flood Authority has not required or requested any special conditions or mitigating actions of these energy companies. Why would this Flood Authority promote the very activity that they allege has caused billions of dollars in damages to our coast? Mr. Chairman, members of the Mineral and Energy Board, I am sorry that I could not be here today. We are currently meeting with the representatives from the Gulf states and numerous federal agencies in Florida to address the real impacts and extraordinary liability associated with the Deepwater Horizon disaster. In this case, there are clear, continuing, and profound impacts, and we will hold the responsible parties accountable. Over the last 6 years, the state has done more to protect our communities and restore our coasts than ever before. We have been able to pull together over $18 billion in state, federal, parish, levee board, and not-for-profit and private funds to advance community resilience and ecological sustainability of our coast. We have a 50-year, $50 billion master plan developed by national and international experts based entirely on science. Changing the ways the Corps of Engineers and the implementation of this master plan is going to restore the coast and protect our citizens from future hurricanes. Attempting to hold 100 companies accountable for the actions and liabilities of the Corps of Engineers is nothing more than a distraction and a waste of our limited resources. The Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East, suggesting that the sole motivation of their lawsuit is restoring the coast, is nothing more than a facade. Their actions last month promote and increase the very activities they allege are so harmful exposed to our coast. The Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority is a state entity established to restore our coast and protect our coastal communities. We have made extraordinary progress through our aggressive efforts. In some cases, this includes litigation, such as the lawsuits we have filed against BP and others for their irresponsible actions associated with the Deepwater Horizon disaster. After more than 4 years of negotiations, we have recently approved two lawsuits to be filed against the Corps of Engineers. I would urge the Mineral and Energy Board to carefully review the leases related to the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East. Thank you. Garrett Graves, Chairman of the Louisiana Coastal Protection Authority.
Thank you, Mr. Klein, and thank Mr. Graves for the statement. I need a motion and second to accept the staff's recommendation. Motion by Smith, second by Segura. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. A motion and second to adjourn this committee. Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Sheets. All in favor?
Any opposed? The committee is closed. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
I take roll call for the audit review committee. Mr. Smith? Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Morton?
Here.
Mr. Klein? Mr. Klein is here. I'm Ms. Arnold, we do have a quorum. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
I appoint you as our designee.
Thank you. Item number one is a penalty waiver request from JGC Energy Development Incorporated for a penalty of $87,506.14 billed for audit exceptions. The field audit covering August 2007 through December 2010 began on October 24, 2011. Total royalty collected for the audit period is $14,861,663.94. This was the first audit of JGC. They were somewhat cooperative with accommodations and scheduling, and auditors had ready access to key personnel, but we did have a few issues obtaining records. The principal and interest assessed was paid promptly. The company has taken some corrective measures to prevent future recurrence. JGC Energy Development Incorporated paid the state $544,177.04 in exceptions and $41,660.18 in interest. In accordance with protocol, staff is recommending a 75% waiver of $65,629.61 with a balance of $21,876.53 due.
Thank you. You've heard staff's report and recommendation. Can I get a motion to approve?
Move.
Move by Mr. Segura.
Accept staff's recommendation.
Second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Sanders. Tom Sanders. Ms. Rachel, I don't often question your recommendations at all. Can you give me just a little bit more detail why I should vote, please, to waive 3/4 of 75% of the penalties that they've been assessed?
Would it help to hear a breakdown of how everything was rated? This is an audit, so we have a rating system that's set up for each penalty waiver. It's based on points allocated to each item, and each item that was taken into consideration. Would it be helpful to hear what the auditor's comments were and how they rated it?
Yes, please.
Okay. There's a possible of 10 points based on an audit rating system for penalty waivers. The first element, has the company been audited before? This was their first audit, so they received 2 points for that. They've never been audited.
What period did it cover?
The audit period?
Yes, please.
It was August 2007 through December 2010, a three-year audit period.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. The second item that we look at is, was the company cooperative with accommodations and scheduling? Somewhat, so they're allocated 1 point for that. And the next item is, did the company provide ready access to key personnel and records? A little bit of difficulty, so they were allocated 1 point for that. And were all the issues paid timely? Everything was paid timely in this instance, so they got full credit for that, 2 points. And did they take steps to prevent future recurrence? They did. They have implemented some things already. So they get 2 points for that for a total of 8, which puts them in the 75% bracket. 8 to 9 is a 75% waiver.
What's their explanation as to why they didn't timely pay these royalties? Just overlooked it or glad bookkeeping?
Let's see. Let me pull the specific exceptions for you.
Ordinarily, when you have an audit exception, there's a response, and I'm sure we must have some sort of response.
We did actually meet with JGC. We had revisions on this audit that revised it downward based on additional information that they did provide. One of the biggest exceptions was lease use. We had a lease use exception, which is our most common audit exception.
What was it again?
Lease use, a failure to pay lease use. That's the most common audit exception that we see. Let's see. I'm sorry, I'm trying to look for their response letters.
I'm not in any hurry at all.
We had a pricing issue for one exception. That's not uncommon either. That's one of our more common audit findings. We did receive a response in December. They acknowledged that they did underpay. It was basically, according to them, from a misunderstanding and misapplying disallowed compression costs, which is also a very common audit problem. But they acknowledged that it has been, that it was underpaid and that it will be changed for the future.
As we've talked before, I don't have much interest in people that aren't fully cooperative with this agency. When you go down there or your staff to audit and collect money that is due to the state, and you said they were somewhat cooperative on producing records and somewhat cooperative on other things, what do you really mean when you say
they were a little bit slow? We had, if I recall correctly with this audit, I traveled to Houston to meet with them at one point to discuss the audit, and it was decided at that meeting that they would provide additional documents, and it took them a little while to get that together. We had to call them a few times and ask them on the status of that. They didn't initiate the status themselves. But overall, JGC is a rather cooperative payer. We don't have extensive, we've had a lot of dealings with them. They've grown over the years. Overall, as a whole, they're pretty cooperative. But on this audit, that's where a lot of the difficulty came. After that initial meeting, it took a lot longer for them to get all those documents than we would have preferred.
Well, I have a question, please. Do you feel that they have got the message with this audit here that they should be timely paying without us having to hound them and travel to Houston and incur expenses?
Yes, sir, I do. This, like I said, this was their first audit, so this, they hadn't had any prior audit experience with our office. So I think now there's a little bit of a learning curve, and they understand that they are a very young company as well.
Thank you very much for your articulate.
Yes, sir.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
On accommodations, as a former auditor, I'm just curious, what do we expect? They used to put me in a back room with no air and windows. But
we don't necessarily penalize them for that. But if they are really resistant to having us come in on site, we take that into consideration. If they're real resistant about when they want the audit to happen, if they want it more on their terms, if they want to push it back, that's more of what we're looking at. Not to say we don't get stuck in closets, but it happens.
I have a question.
Hey there.
This company is based out of Japan, is that correct?
It is a Japanese company, but they are headquartered in Houston, I believe.
Houston, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve staff recommendation. Any comments or questions from the public? Any further from the committee? Hearing none? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any none opposed? The motion carries. Item two.
Item number two is the staff report to the committee that the election for January 2014 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the Seawaldman Plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement. Item number three is a discussion in executive session of potential settlement in the Gold King Operating Company Incorporated audit. And we do have representatives from Gold King here to address the board.
Move to go in executive session.
Can I discuss Gold King? A motion by Mrs. Spiro, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee or the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none opposed, in executive session. I need a motion to come out of executive session, please.
Move. Sanders. Second.
Move by Sanders, second by Segura. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we're out of executive session. We had discussion. I believe there was no decision made, so no actions required. There'll be no further business on the agenda. I think we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Ms. Rachel.
At this time, I'd like to open the regular board meeting. We'll recess it for a bit and finish with our committee meetings, and then resume the board meeting. So at this time, I'd like to open the regular board meeting for today. Could we get a roll call, please?
Mr. Segura?
I'm here.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Brouillette? Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Lambert? Mr. Morton?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith? Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 8 members present and a quorum.
Great. Thanks. Item 2 is the approval of the December 11th, 2013 minutes.
Move, Sanders.
I have a motion to approve those minutes by Mr. Sanders, a second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment? Any question about the board? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Let's go into a recess so we can finish our committee meetings. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders to go in to a recess in so we can recess to take up the remaining committee items. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Well, Mr. Emil, looks like it's our turn, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Emil, Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, sir.
Guess I need to do a roll call or something. Need a roll call?
Oh, Mr. Sanders with the roll call of the entitled Controversy Committee.
Yes, sir. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Brouillette? Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Lambert? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith? Mr. Klein. Mr. Chairman, 8 members are present and a quorum.
Thank you very much, sir. Designate, Mr. Meir, you're going to be the presenter today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Designate you, please, sir.
Thank you. Fine, thank you. Item number 1 is a request for final approval of an act of correction by the Queen State Mineral and Energy Board, acting under the authority for and on behalf of the State of Louisiana and DHP Billiton Petroleum Properties, LP, whereas said parties desire to amend, correct, and conform paragraph 6DI, whereas said paragraph of state agency lease incorrectly read, each semiannual payment shall be at the rate of $25 in parentheses $50 per acre for the number of acres then covered by this lease, but no payment shall be less than $500 in parentheses $1,000, and is hereby being corrected to read each semiannual payment shall be at the rate of $50 per acre for the number of acres then covered by this lease, but no payment shall be less than $1,000, affecting state agency lease number 20949, which is situated in Bossier Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument on the docket as item number 14-1. We've had this issue before and we'll continue to have it. We'll have it as item number 4 as well in today's agenda, and that had to do where they incorrectly spelled out the amount. So the staff has determined it is in the best interest of the state to correct this lease mentioned above and recommends final approval.
I have a question. Can we also, just while we're here, do state leases cover in item 4 as well?
Yes, sir. We would also request final approval on item number 4 affecting state agency lease numbers 20961, 20962, 20963, and 20964, which are situated in Avoyelles Parish, with further particulars and being duly advertised as on the docket as item 14-4.
Chair, I'll entertain a motion.
I'm going to accept the recommendations from staff on items 1 and 4.
Thank you for the motion. Thank you for the second.
Second.
Any discussion by the public on this motion? Any discussion by the board on this motion? Any objection to this motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Item number 2 is a request for final approval of a lease amendment between the State of Louisiana and Hillcore Energy 1 LP. Swift Energy Operating LLC and XH LLC, whereas said parties desire to amend said lease to include a force majeure provision and other required clauses affecting state lease number 1753 situated in Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument and is on today's docket as item number 14-2. The board previously previously approved the lease amendment in principle, and staff is now requesting final approval, which has been duly advertised and again on the docket as item 14-2.
I'll make a motion to approve staff's request.
Thank you, sir. Hear a second? Thank you, Mr. Smith, Mr. Darrell Smith. Any public comment on the motion? Any board comment? Any discussion? Any objection to the motion? Hear none, the motion carries.
Item number three is a request for final approval of a lease amendment between the state, again, Hillcore Energy 1 LP, Swift Energy Operating LLC, XH LLC, whereas the said parties to desire to amend the said leases to include a force majeure provision and other required clauses affecting this time state lease number 2376, which is in Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument and is on today's docket as item number 14-3. Again, the board previously approved the lease amendment in principle, and staff is now requesting final approval, which was advertised and is being listed as item 14-3 on the docket.
Thank you. Pleasure of the board.
Make a motion to approve staff's request.
Thank you. Motion. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Any public comment on the motion? The board comment or discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Item number five is a request by New Century Exploration et al. For an extension of time until July the 13, 2014, affecting that certain voluntary unit agreement with the State Mineral and Energy Board in the Gillis English Bayou Field pertaining to state lease numbers 21010 and 20675 situated in Calcasieu Parish, Louisiana. The state entered into a voluntary unit agreement with New Century Exploration, NR Minerals LLC, and Diamond Development Incorporated, effective March the 13th, 2013. The agreement is to terminate on March the 13th, 2014, absent the commencement of operations. The drilling pad is next to a road in the swamp, and the first quarter of the year is a very difficult time to get a rig in place. Plans are, however, to move a rig in late February or March 2014, weather permitting. Out of an abundance of caution, New Century Exploration is asking to extend the March 13, 2014 termination date of the said unit agreement until July the 13th, 2014. And the staff has determined that the extension of the aforementioned agreement is in the best interest of the state and recommends that the board approve same.
Make a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Thank you for the motion.
I just have a question.
Mr. Darrell?
I got a question. Tell me a little bit more about a voluntary unit agreement.
A voluntary unit agreement is entered into certain parties that own a lease that the oil company is desiring to include in a unit is between several parties, as opposed to a commissioner's unit that the commissioner evaluates all of the information and determines what is the best outline. These parties come together. Sometimes it's just one party in itself. Other times it may be two parties, and instead of going to a commissioner's unit, they just decide to establish a voluntary unit between themselves. It's probably as plain as you can get.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Comment? Any public comment on the motion? Any board comment or discussion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Item number six is a notice by Dynamic Offshore Resources to exercise their option to extend the primary term of state lease number 19718 for an additional 6 months. At the June 12, 2013 meeting, mineral lease sale, the board approved a lease extension and amendment of state lease number 19718 from 5 years to 5 years and 6 months with an option by lessee to extend the additional 6 months. The option period may be exercised by payment of the full rental per acre amount of the acreage provided for in the subject lease on or before January the 9th, 2014. We received payment, by the way, Friday for the correct amount. This item is advisory in nature, and no action is needed by the board. Any questions? Item number 7 is a request by Texas Petroleum Investments Company for a 90-day extension of authority granted at the October 9, 2013 meeting to negotiate with staff for 2 operating agreements covering portions of former state lease number 44099 Breton Sound Block 20 Field, which is in Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana, and that the acreage in question be deemed unavailable for leasing until April the 9th, 2014, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board docket for approval, whichever occurs first. We reported to you at the October 9th, 2013 meeting that a portion of former state lease number 4409 is situated in the 10,200-foot RASUA Breton Sound Block 20 field and is currently producing. As to the second portion of former state lease number 4409, the number 6 well, which is capable of producing, has a damaged flow line that needs to be replaced. Additional time is needed to confect the agreements. Staff recommends that the board grant TPIC the 90-day extension.
What's the pleasure of the board?
I make a motion to grant the extension.
Thank you for the motion. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Any public comment on the motion? Board comment or discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Motion carries.
Item number 8 is a request by staff for an additional 90 days beyond the previously granted extension of time by the board at the July 10, 2013 meeting to negotiate with PetroHawk for an operating agreement in the Swan Lake Field, which is in Bossier Parish, Louisiana, and that the acreage in question be deemed unavailable for leasing until April the 9th, 2014, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board docket for approval, whichever occurs first. Negotiations for the terms of the operating are ongoing. Staff recommends an extension of time until April the 9th, 2014, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board for approval, whichever occurs first.
Make a motion. Staff recommendation.
Thank you for the motion. You have a second? Thank you, sir. Mr. Morton, thank you for the motion. Any public comment on the motion? Board comment or discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Item number 9 is a request by Palm Energy Offshore LLC for authority to negotiate with staff for 2 operating agreements on acreage situated in the West Delta area, Block 52, Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana. The first operating track would be situated in the 7,600-foot sand oil reserve presently located on state lease number 18936, comprising 84 acres. This operating agreement is being requested because the state lease 18936 number 1 well was junked below 5,000 feet during the workover operations and preventing access to the primary objective in the well at approximately 7,600 feet. Palm determined that a replacement well will be required to restore production in the lease. There is not sufficient time to permit, prepare the location, and secure a rig prior to the expiration of the subject lease. The staff's opinion is that it does not currently meet the conditions to justify force majeure recognition. As to the second operating track, it is associated with the shallower DB sand gas reserves, which comprise 40 unleased surface acres. State Lease 18936 number 1 is a directional well whose surface location is located on a former portion of State Lease 18936, which is currently unleased. Palm determined during the workover operations that this well still had a potential completion in a shallower gas sand above the point where the well was junked and completed the well in the DB sand. However, after recompleting the well, Palm discovered the well's current completion is located on unleased state acreage. Both of these operating agreements would be beneficial to the state. Palm has the ability to produce sooner than if the acreage was to be released and re-advertised for lease sale. They have the geologic, the engineering, the economic, and related data gathered and analyzed to develop and produce under the proposed operating agreements. The gas reserve well is ready to flow. Staff has determined that the aforementioned agreements are in the best interest of the state in equity or in developmental productivity. That revised statute 30:209(4)(a) and (5) fit this situation as statutory reasons for considering the granting of an operating agreement and recommends that the board approve same and that the acreage in question be deemed unavailable for leasing until April the 9th, 2014, or until the operating agreements are confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board docket for approval, whichever occurs first.
Thank you, Mr. Mill, for their presentation on that. I'm to entertain a motion. Thank you, Mr. Shute. Thank you. I hear a second. Thank you. Any public comment on the motion? Any board comment or objection to the motion? Discussion? Hear none. Motion carries. Thank you.
And the final item on today's agenda, item number 10, is a report to the board for its consideration regarding the feasibility of legislation regarding electronic transfers of such items as bonus payments in the leasing program. Subsequently, if successful, the board may consider an online bidding program for mineral leasing. According to Louisiana Revised Statute 30:127F, the law requires receipt of any monies submitted with a bid in the form of a certified check, cashier's check, or bank money order. Online or electronic bidding would not be able to effectively meet these requirements. Thus, the board can consider an online bidding program. It would have to submit legislation change and approval regarding electronic transfers. Undersecretary Hodges would like to address the board.
I believe that y'all were provided with a copy of the statute, and this issue came up when we started looking into online bidding. And not only would it facilitate that opportunity if we chose to go that way, it also just brings us up to date in the methods of payment that are received by other state departments and other businesses to be able to execute electronic transactions. And so this is step one, is to get the statute updated and would be presented this year at the session. And then further down the road, would we be successful, then we would come back to you at such time that we wanted to consider or address online bidding, if that came about. And I just really wanted to, you know, be here if y'all had any specific questions that I could answer them, but just to open it up for the board.
Does this require any board action, or is this information?
No, it's just advise the board of what's going to be coming up with the session on this item.
Thank you.
I wonder how many other states are doing online bidding. Do you know, or is this something?
I'm not sure. Stacy, have y'all surveyed any of the other?
Haven't surveyed. We've had a presentation by someone who would be interested in responding to a request for proposals, and he said Louisiana would be the first state.
But I do know, as far as not necessarily royalties, but I previously worked at DOTD, and they do participate in online bidding and use electronic transfer of funds to facilitate those processes. For the deposits and bonds.
Would the idea be to do all the bidding strictly online, or could you still physically?
It would be an option, and that we haven't, you know, worked out those details, but generally the way that it, you don't ever exclude paper bids, but it would be an option.
Right.
But it would be correct to say that the electronic transfer and the legislative change could also affect the way people do business with us with the current system and allow them to do electronic transfers rather than just limiting their ability with the current system.
Absolutely.
And I guess at the meeting we would still have to read the bids.
Yes, yes. This would just facilitate the transfer of funds.
So as far as the funds are concerned, you would it would be an electronic transfer of funds?
Yes.
Would bid a certain amount, and then if you got that bid, then it would be automatically?
Right. It would be received into the Treasury automatically.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anything further?
No, sir, there isn't.
Chair, entertain a motion. Thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you. Any objection? We're at recess. Thank you.
docket.
Thank you, Mr. O'Neill.
Okay.
I'll take roll call for our docket committee. Mr. Smith? Mr. Cordero? Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Morton? Mr. Klein?
Here.
And myself, we do have a quorum. Good morning, Ms. Dennis. How you doing?
Good morning,
sir.
I'd like to point you as our designee.
Thank you. The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the January 8, 2014 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, please approve item number one. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number one through item number five. Item number six, approve subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Item number seven, we want to defer at the request of the staff. Approve item number eight. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers. There were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, advertised proposals, please approve items number one through items number four, and this will complete the staff's recommendations to the docket review committee.
Thank you. I've heard the staff's report and recommendations. Have a motion to approve.
Move, Sanders.
Move by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed? You're not opposed. The motion carries. There being no further business on this agenda, we are adjourned. Thank you.
All right. At this time, I'd like to entertain a motion to come out of recess at the regular board meeting so that we can resume the
move, Sanders.
Business. Motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Morton. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We are back in regular session. At this time, we'll take up the adoption of the committee recommendations. Item number three, A, Lease Review Committee, B, Nomination Track Committee, C, Audit Committee, D, Legal and Title Controversy Committee, and E, Docket Review Committee.
Second, Sanders.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders, to approve all of those committee recommendations, 3A through E. Any further discussion or questions by the board? Any public comment? If not, all in favor of those committee recommendations? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 4 is our executive session for our technical briefing. Are we ready? We need a motion to go into recess for our technical briefing. Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We are in recess. We'll be back shortly. All right, I'd like to entertain a motion to go back in regular session. Mr. Smith, second by Mr. by Mr. Schutz, Secretary Schutz. All in favor to go back in regular session? All opposed? Motion carries. We are back in regular session. Item number five, the awarding of the leases. I appoint Mr. Victor Vaughn to present them for us.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On track number 43709, we had one bid by Frank Davis Exploration Incorporated. The bid was for a bonus of $20,250, and the rental bid was $6,750. This is an improper bid. The rental must be at least half the bonus. So the staff is recommending that this bid be rejected.
Okay.
On tracks number 43732, 43733, and 43734, these tracks were bid on by Tacoma Energy Corporation. The price per acre, the royalty, the rental bid, they were all acceptable bids, and the staff would recommend that these bids by Tacoma Energy Corporation be accepted contingent upon Tacoma Energy renewing its registration with the Secretary of State's office and paying the $100 a day penalty associated when their registration became inactive. And having state leases, that all this be accomplished within 24 hours.
As to the remaining tracts receiving bids, we would recommend, the staff recommends, that these bids be accepted.
All right. Are there any questions or discussion on any of those bids?
I'll make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Second, Sanders.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders, to accept those bids as recommended by the staff, by Mr. Bowen. Any further questions or discussion on any of those bids of the board? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Yeah.
Approve. All opposed? The motion carries. Yeah. Mr. Arnold?
I'd like to make a motion to open track number 43709-204. Any bids?
Second, okay. Sanders.
All right. We have a motion by Mr. Arnold and a second by Mr. Sanders to open the bidding from the floor for track number 43709. Contains 180 acres. All right. Do you have any bids on track number 43709 containing 180 acres?
Yes, sir, you do. My name is Pat Theophilus, owner-president of Theophilus Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC.
Okay.
I'm here representing Frank Davis Exploration, Inc. We'd like to submit a bid covering track 43709, the entire acreage consisting of 180 acres. Our price per acre is $112.50 per acre, which makes our bonus $20,250. Our rental is $10,125, and our royalty is 20%, and that is a 3-year lease.
Okay. Are there any other bids from the floor for track number 43709? Going once, going twice. Bidding on track number 43709 is now closed. I don't know if I ruined my iPhone doing that. Don't tell them that that's not under warranty. What is the staff's recommendation on the bid received for track number 43709?
Mr. Chair, I have one question. The bid is placed in the name of Theophilus Oil, Gas, and Land Services?
No, sir. That will be for Frank Davis Exploration, Inc. Theophilus Oil, Gas, and Land Services is just representing him.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Chairman, the staff would recommend that the bid by Frank Davis Exploration Incorporated on track number 43709.4 be accepted.
All right, do I have a motion to accept the staff's recommendation on track number 43709?
Second, Sanders.
Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders to approve that bid from the floor for track number 43709. Any further questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. That bid is accepted.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Pat. Thank you, Mr. Bell.
Any other business concerning bids? Ms. Vaughn? No? Okay. Great. Item number 6. Any announcements?
Yes, sir. They're still working on the total for today's lease sale, but while we're waiting, I wanted to introduce a couple of new employees. We have Mr. Mark Falcon, who is our new general counsel for the Department of Natural Resources, sitting on the second row there, and Ms. Lauren Jackson. She's a land specialist in the petroleum land section.
Good. Welcome. Thank you. Welcome.
Glad to have you.
Okay, I guess we'll have those numbers for you all next month on our tally. If there's no other announcements, I need to entertain a motion to adjourn. No one?
Second.
Moved by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We're adjourned. We'll see you next month. Thank you.
You got some of that good work coming over there. It's up to $60 million worth of projects now. No, we don't have that. We don't have that.